L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. Gordon is traveling. He's in Dallas, Texas. And we go to our colleague, Fraser Howie, who is in Singapore. But we all are talking about New York. The world goes round. China's DD crackdown is all about controlling big data. Dateline Bloomberg News. Shortly after Beijing shocked cybersecurity probe into DD Global Incorporated, Chinese social media users furiously passed around a 2015 story on the Uber-like app that showed what might be spooking President Xi Jinping. Screenshots circulated of a breezy state media report on a Didi study that revealed how bureaucrats used the company's services on two sweltering July days in Beijing. Using playful charts, it showed that traffic at the Ministry of Public Security was among the busiest, while China's anti-corruption agency was relatively quiet. Gordon, this sounds to me like the Chinese netizens are pushing back. Is that how to interpret this? They're being, old-fashioned words, snarky.
Well, Chinese netizens are always snarky, but this story really is about a tragic situation if you're an American investor who's lost a lot of money in DD Global stock. And so really there's a bigger issue of how Chinese companies interact with the Chinese government and how the Chinese government interacts with the foreign investment community.
We welcome Fraser Howie, co-author of Red Capitalism, The Fragile Financial Foundation of China's Extraordinary Rise. Fraser, when you published that book, did you imagine there'd be a day that 2 days after a successful IPO in New York City on NASDAQ, the Chinese Communist Party at 100 would say, never mind? Was that imaginable all those years ago? Good evening to you, Fraser.
Good evening to you. I don't think it was. And I think very simply, it's because Xi Jinping has changed the rules of the game. When we wrote that book, we were still very much in what was called the reform era. Well, where the Communist Party was still in control, there was a focus, or there was a willingness to work with the market, with the restrictions, of course. It was never an open free market in China. But Xi Jinping has simply changed the rules of the game, and we're no longer in the reform era. He is now much more focused on security, on ideology, on party discipline. And so in that sense, we're in a different world. So this was unimaginable, I think, 10 years ago, that you would have basically this fiasco, frankly.
Gordon, you have a question for Fraser.
Fraser, can you help me try to explain this or understand what's going on here? Because two Wednesdays ago, DD Global went public on NASDAQ, raised $4.4 billion. And then 2 days later, the China Cyberspace Administration prevents downloads of DD's very popular ride-hailing app. In other words, crippling the company. And then we also have, at the same time, announcements of investigations into big tech companies and further developments that make this sector really unappealing to foreign investors. Why did DD Global go ahead if it felt that there was a possibility of these actions? Because it must have known that this was going to happen if it went IPO.
Well, I think you're right, Gordon. There's a lot of difficult questions to be asked of the management and the investment bankers. The clampdown on big tech is well known. I'm sure we've spoken in the past 6 months ago when you had the Alibaba, the Ant Financial IPO cancellation. That was before it listed. That was in Shanghai, not overseas. And so we knew that the regulators were being tough on tech. It seems inconceivable that DD management, who, again, this is a big successful company, a huge part of this, of the internet space in China, that they were sort of naive to what was going on, what the environment was like. And frankly, I think it was the investment bankers and the company who were greedy to rush things through. they ultimately, by listing overseas, they're distant from the processes in Shanghai or Shenzhen for listing. And the NASDAQ, they say to the NASDAQ, your documents are in place. We're ready to go, so let's go. And I think they, frankly, pulled a fast one.
Fraser, another way to look at this is that the Chinese Communist Party at 100 is clumsy. Clumsy, because, I mean, you advertise the world around that you are planning to dominate the earth, and you know everything, and surveillance state is going to be the future. And yet, a couple of investment bankers in New York get away with this? Now, I would ask some middle managers in Beijing to explain themselves.
I think when you say clumsy, I think you're right to some extent. But as I said, I think the driver is that for the party now, for Xi Jinping, the drivers are different. He doesn't mind looking clumsy. He doesn't mind pouring out sort of even global financial markets and causing this stir in, for Chinese IPOs. He's basically saying, I'm going to exert my will. We're going to control these companies and frankly, you know, be everyone else be damned. And this is, it's not so much clumsy. I think there's an arrogance behind it, John. The party basically says, you know, we know best. This is what matters to us, and we're just going to go forward regardless of what the casualties are.
Wow, Fraser. Just wow. I mean, old fashioned, that's not a good way to have a business plan, is it, Fraser? That doesn't create confidence in the investor class.
No, it doesn't, and I think it's a dreadful scenario, but this is where we find ourselves under Xi Jinping's leadership. This is not the reform China of Deng Xiaoping, and that had many problems. We've spoken about it. There was certainly tremendous inefficiencies. Gordon's written about it. I've written about it. Again, that was no perfect model by any means, but there was a general desire to open up, to reform, to embrace markets with limitations within China. What you now have is a very different world, and it's a much blunter force trauma, as it were. And I think this is what's worrying, that nobody, whether it be markets, companies, private investors, governments, even their own people, Xi Jinping doesn't care. He's going to exert his will where he sees fit. And again, the concerns around data security are concerns which I think we should all have for a whole host of reasons. So in that sense, data security per se is not the problem, but China is using such blunt force tools to try and address these issues. I think this is what's very worrying.
Gordon?
Fraser, CNBC's Jim Cramer, who's been bullish on Chinese stocks from time to time, actually said that you're a moron if you buy a Chinese deal after this, referring to Didi. There's a CNBC story that estimates that China will lose $45 trillion worth of capital flows between now and the end of the decade because of this Didi debacle. Do you think that that's actually true, or do you think that maybe people will just forget about this 6 months from now?
Well, sadly, Gordon, I think your memory is as long as mine. It's amazing how often people are prepared to look the other way when it comes to China. They don't seem to learn their lesson. Look, there are going to be certainly failed deals, you know, deals that won't happen because of this. There are going to still probably be some deals that they get away with. But I think what's also going to happen is it's going to be much harder to list overseas. The Chinese have made it very clear you're going to be much tighter approval to list overseas. So they are going to lose some level of capital flows. These deals will need to go to Hong Kong instead, or be tried to do in the mainland, or simply not happen at all. But I think Jim Cramer's right, and he can be very vocal, as we know, and demonstrative. But I think he's right in the sense of saying, look, this is a real wake-up call for these Chinese deals. A lot of people have been asleep at the wheel. They've just assumed everything's fine, and they've just bought into the, you know, billion consumers narrative. And I think this is it should be a wake-up call and say, look, we've really got to be assessing what the risk premium is for China, what our investment banks are telling us, what these companies are doing, what risks we're actually running. Because while they've stopped the download of new apps, thankfully existing customers can still work. But what's going to happen next time? Are they just going to turn off the entirely? Can you honestly say that wouldn't happen? This is very difficult times for businesses in China, and a very difficult environment to navigate.
Fraser, we have less than a minute. Right now, if you were to look out a year from now, will there be more of these clawing back companies that have already IPO'd?
I think you'll see is there'll simply be a tail off and new deals. It'll be interesting to see if we do get delistings or if we get companies coming back. I think what will be more significant is just a real slowing down of overseas listings. And for Chinese tech listings, it's been NASDAQ, which has been the venue to list. And I think that's going to basically dry up.
So we're looking at the golden days of listing on NASDAQ and profiting in China and the rising power. The new kid on the block. We can retire all those metaphors. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Fraser Howie, co-author of Red Capitalism in Singapore. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.